Hear these words of the Lord recorded for us by inspiration in the 11th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, where we read these words. They, that is, these heroes of faith spoken of in this chapter, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth, and all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. This is God's word. I think of my wife as I try to wrap my mind around these key words in the middle of this reading, the ones I'm going to focus on this morning, of whom the world was not worthy. I think of someone who is so giving, so empty of herself, and so full of helping others, so hard working to fulfill the calling that God has placed before her, a woman who in her entire life reflects her Savior and who loves me. I know that I am not worthy of her. And as I say these words, I expect I am echoing a similar thought about their special person in the heart of every husband in this sanctuary. You've heard these judgments about unworthiness as well. Maybe you've made some yourself. A good friend who's dating has become serious about someone that you don't really like that much, and so you think and maybe even say, he doesn't deserve her. He's not worthy of her. Fathers with daughters are notorious for making such judgments about any young man who comes around their special young lady. So I have to assure a couple of sons-in-law that there are exceptions to that. The same kind of judgment appears elsewhere in Scripture as well. John, the one who baptized, confessed that he was not worthy even to unlatch the shoelace or the sandal of the Lord Jesus. Much less are we. And Jesus was talking to us too when he said, whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. No sinful human being, that is to say, no human being is worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet God, speaking here in this set of verses through the writer to the Hebrews, admires these people, these heroes of faith that he lists and discusses in this famous chapter of Hebrews, chapter 11. He admires these persecuted Christians. He says the world is not worthy of them. The world does not deserve to have people like this among them. They are good for the world. They bring blessings to everyone around them, and yet the world rejects them. And that's what believers in Jesus do, you know. They bring blessings to everyone around them. Jacob was a blessing to Laban even while he was being cheated by him. Joseph was a blessing to Potiphar even while he was a slave. Abraham was a blessing to Sodom just by praying for that wicked city. A nation is blessed when there are faithful Christians in it. The world is better because there are faithful Christians in it. Faithful Christians become a blessing to everyone around them simply by being faithful Christians. Not because they crusade or sally out to save the culture or show off, certainly not by being obnoxious, as some have done and brought even their Savior into disrepute, but simply by being faithful Christians. Faithful Christians bring to the world the message of God's love. And by their example, faithful Christians show the world what it's like to live in a world with God's love and forgiveness. And then the world scorns them and persecutes them. Chaplain Molstad spoke insightfully on Monday about the kind of persecution that most affects us today. What did he say it was? Embarrassment. Embarrassment for being a Christian believer. And yes, that's serious when it draws people away from Jesus, as sadly sometimes it does, but it's a pretty wimpy persecution compared to the ones mentioned here. Being sawed in half is an image that's pretty hard to shake out of our minds. We should do better than they. And we're not heroes. We are sinners washed in the blood of our Lord Jesus, who don't need to worry about what the world thinks about us, who just try in gratitude to obey the Lord's command to love one another and even love our enemies and those who persecute us, who bring good, who bring the message of the gospel, and who model the gospel to the world around us. And we say this humbly because we're so aware of our shortcomings and our sins and our weaknesses and our failures. But we can say that because we know the source of the good that flows through us to the world around us, and that's our Lord Jesus. What great good he did for all the world, taking all of its sin and wrongdoing onto himself and paying to God this penalty that we all owe for the evil that we do, the penalty that we all deserve. Jesus Christ solved the world's greatest problems, the problem of sin and of evil and the problem of death. He did the greatest possible good for the world. And yet the world persecuted him, despised him, crucified him. How did he respond to this persecution? We read, as a sheep before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. The world was not worthy of him. But our Savior is our example, again here, and even in persecution, we just keep on simply being faithful Christians. So are you among those of whom the world is not worthy? Am I? Well, I'm certainly not going to make that judgment about myself, much less about you. That's up to God. But just with the strength that God gives me, I will continue being a faithful Christian, studying the Word, rejoicing in my baptism, going to the Lord's Supper with repentance and joy, pursuing the calling that God has laid before me, assured that when God looks at me and at you, he sees Christ's work, not ours, as he has promised to. And then he is pleased. To God be all the glory. Let's rise for prayer.